Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 21 May 2024. Welcome to this program. We have two guests tonight. I'll bring up Mr. Rob Rue in a minute, tell you about him. Then I'm going to bring up his guest, J.R. Harrison, and we'll tell you about him in a minute, too. Before I do that, I'll make mention with this for at least next week or so about the grab bag that Crystal put together here in the office. Now, you say, what's a grab bag? It's a bunch of things that's no longer in the catalog, but it's all still good information. DVDs, books, like The Witch That Switched, really good little book. Two books on hell, and the guy in a vision spent 23 minutes there. A couple seminars that we did several years ago are available. They're usually about 6 to 8 hours long themselves, offering a King James Version Companion Archaic Words Dictionary, so you understand a little better. We have the book entitled Once Saved, Always Saved is also available. All of these things, folks, are here in the grab bag for $55. That's shipped to you. It's going to be a huge packet. So you're going to get that sent to you if you want it. You can watch it, give it to friends and family. Folks, we're doing everything we can to get the information out to you, what's happening in our country, around the world. We're on a precipice of something, I believe, well, definitely spiritually speaking. But physically speaking, I think America and the world, but America especially, is on a precipice of something huge happening that we might not consider something pleasurable to witness in the very near future. I'm not going to get into that right now. We'll do that tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, we just me and you. Tomorrow night, I'm going to share some thoughts with you of the scriptures. I'm going to talk about a little bit of well, I will say not prophecy necessarily, but predictions I see coming in this year, in this country, and what's going to happen to us as a nation that'll be going to happen probably this year. So I'm just going to share with you from Bible and what's happening with the Christian Worldview News headlines to maybe get our eyes more centered and focused on what the Scripture's trying to tell us and the current events are telling us are imminent in our whole world. So don't miss that. But tomorrow night, if you want the grab bag, you just call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 and tell Lisa you want the grab bag. Just tell her $55. She don't know what she doesn't know what everything's in it. Tell you the truth, folks, I got a list of about 8 different things here. So I don't know what else going to be in it either. But it's material that you would be glad you received at a giveaway price. All right, it's available if you want it. Just call and tell Lisa you want it. Use a credit card, debit card, or get her address and write to us. Send a check, money, or we don't care. We will get it right out to you. I promise we'll do that ASAP. Now, our guest tonight, we're going to bring up Rob Rue with Wisconsin Christian News. Now, I want to tell you this right now. He has, in my mind, the most up-to-date Christian News online newspaper available, and hard copy newspaper available if you want it. I received that. I passed on to our church members. Matter of fact, I get some sent to me, and we pass them to other people. The Wisconsin Christian News is a powerful paper that everybody should know about. Rob's involved in so many different things. He's a warrior. He's constantly in a battle trying to educate the people, maybe by the grace of God, change some minds and slow down what's coming on this country in the very near future, in my opinion. Rob Rue, you there?
Yes, Pastor Butch. I hate to correct you right off the bat, but it's Rob Pugh, P-U-E.
Pew. Oh, excuse me. You're right. I knew that.
I know you knew that.
I knew that. I just want to make sure you did.
Yeah, no. People, for some reason, people do that all the time, or else they say Rob Prue.
My last name is spelled P-A-U-G-H, and a lot of times that's pronounced Pug or Pew also. I don't know where that comes from. But anyway, excuse me. I'll try to do better next time.
Well, I just want to set the record straight.
I appreciate that. All right, Rob Pugh. Folks, again, you need to, Rob will tell you about this, but how to get his online paper, how to receive hard copies, and he'll even send some. He'll pass them out to your church. He'll send some past our church. These are really, really good newspapers, packed information that everybody can use. Rob, go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself, and you bring up your guest tonight.
Well, I don't want to mislead anyone. We are not politically correct when it comes to our newspaper. we kind of tell it like it is regardless, but you will find, I to my knowledge, there's nothing else like it in the country. So we are a 48-page printed newspaper distributed nationally, and we also have a very active website. I do radio commentaries nationally twice a week, and I do a weekly TV program. So that's me. But today we want to talk about the family in particular. And we've kind of been partnering with our friend J.R. Harrison, who heads up the Natural Family Foundation out of Ohio. And J.R. came up with this idea for the Natural Family Foundation years ago, and we are making some major progress right now. But let me bring J.R. in to the program, and J.R., tell us what your vision is for the foundation.
Thank you, Mr. Rue. I'm sorry, Mr. Pugh.
You too. All right. I see.
I have relatives by the name of Rue, so that's okay.
Oh.
Rob, look, I don't know about the rest of the listeners, but aren't you tired of ducking and playing defense? I mean, seriously. This is getting a little old, and you can't play a game if you don't have any offense.
Yeah, and it really is time to stop talking and start doing, so.
That too, yeah. What the Natural Family Foundation, and by the way, we aren't a foundation, but the family is. As goes the family, so goes the church. As goes the church, so goes the nation. And we already know how that's going for us right now. But the key, the foundation of everything is the family. It was the first institution that God created for the benefit of man. It was on purpose. It wasn't by the flip of a coin. God knew what he was doing. We have a father in heaven. If we don't have a father on earth, how does that relate? We have brothers and sisters in Christ. The family is so critical. And the church formed out of the family, and then the state after that. But right now, in terms of the family, and the family has to be defined. The devil's in the detail. The family is one biologically born man, one biologically born woman. We have to say that now. In a lifelong, committed, monogamous relationship.
And you know, children. I have to interrupt you, J.R., but to have to say that, it just flies in the face of all common sense.
It's embarrassing.
Well, it is embarrassing. It is embarrassing.
Yep.
And you're right, the family is the foundation of all society, period.
Yep. And if it's broken, look out. Well, I mean, take a look where we are in America today. the family, again, you've got the one man, one woman, lifelong committed monogamous relationship with their children, and that's biological or adopted. Now, the ideal is biological mother and father for that child. There are some cases that there has to be an adoption, and we understand that, okay? But when we talk about the natural family, we're talking about a best practice. If we all drive in our cars on the highways, what if somebody's all of a sudden decided, you know what, I'm not going to start paying attention to stop signs or red lights, the speed limit. Yeah, you know, I think I'll drive on the left-hand side of the road. Well, that's pretty much where we are with the family now. We're not obeying any of the things we need to be doing with the family. And as a result, this country is in a moral mess, and we're also an unjust nation. Children learn authority in the family. In that family, I gave you the contents, but you also have a vertical relationship that starts with God, Jesus Christ, man, woman, children. That is vertical, and that's purposeful. And what's happened in the United States is what happens in Rome and Greece and other great nations. That starts to become horizontal, where there is no authority in the family. And there's where you have problems. Children have an inherent need for a mother and a father. They have an inherent need for authority. They need that. They look for that. And if you don't give it to them, they'll find it outside of that, be it in schools or gangs or wherever. It's just one of those natural laws that exist. When God created the universe and everything in it, he created natural laws, spiritual and physical, that supported his creation. And by the way, those are written in a book called the Bible. Yeah. It records natural laws. And I know that because I tried to prove the Bible wrong. And the only way I could do that was look at what was happening in nature. And guess what? The Bible was right, and nature's right. I'm sorry, you started to say something?
No, I disagree with you. I mean, you're right on. You know, okay. And you're right. The hunger for authority, which means
yes.
discipline, which means security, is in a child. And if he don't fulfill that, they have nothing to build on.
And you have 50% divorce rate. You have no fault divorce. I mean, this is absolutely insane. You get into a relationship with somebody, let's say a business relationship, and you don't sign a contract, and then you decide, you know what? I'm not gonna do this anymore. What happens? Well, that's what happens in the marriage relationship. You have one foot out the door before you ever go across that threshold. And because of that, because of lack of commitment, boom, I mean, 50% divorce rate. Now, here's the problem.
And then, by the way, that's in the churches also. That's in the churches also.
Yep. A child needs a mother and a father. We talked about authority. A child needs that male and that female. When you take one of them out, one biological parent out of that home, there's a problem. And I know personally what that means. Look, I don't have to be a psychologist, a doctorate, a sociologist. Doesn't have to be. I grew up in a broken family. I know what that means. And you spend the rest of your life trying to fill that vacuum that's filled by that mother or father leaving. You try to fill it with sex. You try to fill it with drugs, with sports, with business, with gangs, anything. And it's desperate. It is desperate. It is an incredible need that every child has. So what you do is you split mom and dad up. Well, that even creates bigger problems because one of those two is going to get the child. Divorces, by the way, aren't based upon the child's need. They're based upon one of the parents is going to be a winner, one of the parents is going to be a loser. But in that case, in both cases, the child is a loser. A child needs that mother and that father. And what about the grandparents? What are they in all this? Think about that. The divorce just doesn't take care of the husband and the wife. It goes out into the rest of the family. And it is just, wow, it's so dangerous where we are right now. And that's why we're trying to get people to focus on that best practice, Butch. That's very important. It's a best practice. It's a proven, historical best practice. We know what works, yet it looks like we're serving more the exception to the rule than the rule.
That's true. That's very true, and it's so sad. And it's happened a lot in my lifetime. I was born in 48, there were divorces in the 40s and 50s, and things were wrong. It wasn't perfect. But compared to today, 1950s, early 60s, was almost like living in heaven compared to what we see today.
Well, you and I caused a lot of trouble in the 50s and 60s and 70s, okay? you remember the phrase of, if it feels good, do it?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yep, I do.
If you look that up in the encyclopedia, you'll see my picture there.
Okay.
I mean, I practiced. I'm now trying to recover all the damage that I did. And what we did, and this again, this was sex is so powerful, so powerful. And what our adversary was doing was playing with us with regards to the sex. For me, when the pill came out, that was nirvana. I was in heaven. Things couldn't get any better. But what we did was there was a line between right and wrong. You could see it, and you knew what it was. And we'd tiptoe over it and then come back.
Of course.
And then the next time we'd tiptoe over it, maybe stay there for a few minutes and then come back. The next thing you know, you're living on the other side of the line, and after that you just go ahead and erase the line. You don't have any need for it. And that's what we born in the 60s, the 70s. And now it's getting perverted. That's the next place it has to go. It gets perverted, and you see all the, and we're at the transgender point right now.
Oh, yes.
But who knows what AI is going to present after that, or what?
Well, you know,
what
I remember back in the 60s.
Can think of.
I remember back in the 60s when the Beatles came over and had long hair, what they considered long hair. I remember also when they started having the unisex clothing. Now, this, I wasn't into that. I was born and raised in the hills of West Virginia in a coal mining camp. That wasn't anything I got involved in. It didn't fit my lifestyle even then, but it started taking root, and you start, girls start looking like boys, and boys start looking like girls. And now we have girls and boys trying to change sexes.
Yep.
That's the day.
Yeah. Rob, did you want to say something? I'm sorry. I'm just yakking away here.
Well, no, you're doing great. I just want to say things were not perfect, but they were comparatively pretty solid in the 70s. As far as families, as to what they are now, we have redefined the family. We've redefined what the family is. The family now can be whatever you want it to be.
Well, you know, in a sense, Rob, there is no family any longer. Because you say it can be anything you want to be. So there's no boundaries for family. There is no family. Just whatever you want to be a family.
Yeah. I mean, people can marry their pets if they decide that's what they want to do. So, but, you know, back in the 70s, even looking at probably one of the worst situations we have today is the inner cities and the black community. And I'm not picking on blacks, but in the 70s, black families were very, very strong. There were moms and dads that stayed together. Today, we have 70% of black households with no father in the house. Most of the abortions that take place are from single black women. And this is because the family has been destroyed, and it's been destroyed purposely. It's by design.
Well, you know, that's the only way Satan can destroy a society. He took the family down in the garden, and he's doing the same thing now.
Yep.
His tactic hasn't changed. It's just got more convoluted and more perverted. Some of the things we're seeing now, I don't think even when I was growing up, anybody could even conceive that would be going on. But it is today, and now we accept most of it being normal. That's the sad part. There's no more shame. Go ahead, both of y'all. Go ahead.
No, there isn't, and in fact, you are now almost obligated to celebrate and embrace it. So,
yes.
Even the Methodist Church has now gone. Yeah. I think it was John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist Church, that said, "What you will tolerate today, you will embrace tomorrow."
That's true.
And we see what has happened there.
That's very true. Very true.
And that's been going on for years, but they finally made it official just recently.
You know what really breaks my heart? I watch families that you would think would know better. They were reared supposedly in Christian homes, even with the church some. But they tolerate their children, the boys or girls, shacking up together. They can call what you want to. It's called fornication. Or they tolerate their children being homosexual, either sex, because after all, they love them. They can't hurt their feelings. And I'm thinking, how insane can that be? That they're destroying their soul to hell, and you don't want to hurt their feelings? What kind of love is that?
Yeah, well, it really is, Ben. So anyway, JR has developed something really, really proactive and positive, and rather than playing defense, he's playing offense with his organization. Amen. Tell us about that, JR. Tell us about the Natural Family Foundation.
Here's where it really where the rubber started to hit the road, if you will. In 2022, a local city near me, the previous year, had celebrated their first Gay Pride Month. And we wanted to stop that, but didn't know how to do it. So what we did, and this is Holy Spirit inspired, I was tuned in to the correct station at the correct time, okay? I'm not going to take credit for this because this is Holy Spirit inspired. But the idea of a Natural Family Month came up, and it sounded pretty good because it was from Mother's Day through Father's Day bookends. And you have the first week for mothers, starting on Mother's Day, and then you have Children's Week, and then you have Grandparents' Week, Extended Family Week. By the way, this is the most inclusive celebration you can have. And then leading up to Father's Day, that is Father's Day Week. So I went to the city council in March of that year, and I said, hey, this year, why don't you consider a natural family celebration from Mother's Day through Father's Day? Now, the city council did not know how to respond to that. And normally, if you've had any dealings at all with city council, when you present something to them, you're lucky to get a snicker. And I'm not talking about the candy bar. And I got half of the members of that city council responded to my request. So I hit a nerve, and I knew it. Now, 5 years prior to my ask, Camp Constitution out of Boston sued the city of Boston so they could fly a Christian flag.
Yes.
In May of 2022, again, I was there in March, in May of 2022, that decision came down 9-0 that they could fly that flag in Boston City. Well, we made sure that the city got that information. What they decided to do was nothing, which is fine. That's a win for us, although we'd like to have the Natural Family Month. That's still a win for us. But here was the key. We put the opposition in a position where they had to be the complainers. And you know that we're always in that position because we wait, don't do anything, and then we complain.
True.
In this case, we were proactive, we had an offensive move, and they had to be the complainers, and they had to be the losers this time. And as this has grown, this movement is really, really gaining a lot of ground, but it's also showing its power. There are three entities that are uncomfortable with what we're doing. Number one is obvious, the LGBTQ community. Number two is politicians. And number three, and I don't think it's going to surprise either one of you, is church leadership.
Yes.
They don't know what to do with this. They can't say no to it, but they can't say yes to it in their mind. Now, this is most churches. My church is doing this. I had a pastor from Maryland on this past week on a radio program. He's doing all 5 weeks, dedicating them mothers through fathers, and there's other churches that are doing the same thing. But for the most part, churches swallow hard, church leadership swallows hard when they see this coming. They don't know how to say no to it. They want to avoid you, but they can't. I see this as a litmus test for churches. I see this as a litmus test for public officials. and you do get a response one way or the other. But again, this is a positive
churches,
move.
Churches
we're not asking.
Been, yeah,
go ahead.
Good. Well, I was just going to say churches have been challenged and tested, and they have been failing most of the tests.
Yes, mm-hmm. they have. Yes, they have.
Yep.
You see, this is something that we don't understand. I'm not going to ask the gentleman how old you are, but I know that my wife reminded me all the time I'm 3/4 century old. It didn't happen overnight. It took a long time for the enemy to get their guns in place, so to speak. But when they finally got them lined up, they've just flat turned it loose. But the sad part of it is, as you just mentioned, when Junior or JR, that the churches have to think about this. I would think they'd be on both feet, grabbing both hands, trying to get something done with it. They got to think about it. Not only has the enemy got his guns in place, the walls that once shielded us from this nonsense, this evil, has been taken down. There's very little resistance to it any longer. That's the sad part.
Yep.
Well, you know, the thing about this is that there really is no negative or downside to it.
Yep.
As JR mentioned, this is all beneficial to all of society. I don't see how anybody can argue with anything that Natural Family Foundation is doing. Just to give the folks the information, the website that you want to go to is naturalfamilystrong.com. And there's a lot of good information on there. But one of the things that you can listeners can do to help us is to go there, naturalfamilystrong.com. Write that down. When you get there, there are several tabs you can click on. Click on the promise. And if you agree with what the promise is, all you need to do is click the next button that says, click here to sign the promise. Right now, that's at 1,214 people who have agreed with this statement. All we're asking for is for you to agree with the statement. And we'll read that to you here in a minute. But
that should be in the hundreds of thousands. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Now, when you click to sign the promise, you're not going to get yourself on any email list unless you want to. There's also an option to do that, and then you'll stay up to date on what's happening. But you're not going to get junk mail. You're not going to get people begging you for money. You're not going to get anything. You're just simply adding your name to the list of people who have signed the promise. And, JR, do you want to read it, or should I?
Go ahead. I don't have that in front of me.
We're going to go to break in about 20 seconds. Better hang on to the break, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Awesome.
All right. Folks, better break. And if you will call and talk to us, have any questions, and I hope everybody listening tonight will go online and sign this. Worldwide. Yeah, we have listeners all the world. Worldwide. Go online and sign this. Our number to call if you want to talk to us is 844-769-2944. Now go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life of over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. with organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war.
All right, folks, we are back. We're about to have a statement read to you that he's going to ask you to go online and sign. And I'm going to ask every one of you, if you have a computer, please go online and sign this. If you agree with it, I'm sure you will. Go online and sign this statement. We can't let 1,200 people be all this big up. We should have hundreds of thousands of people in there to say, yes, I agree with this. I want the family back in charge. I want the basic family that God created to be in charge. Please don't be silent. And the least you can do is click a button. Go ahead, Junior.
JR, before you do that.
I keep getting messed up. I'm sorry. JR is to me Junior, but go ahead, JR. Thank you.
Before you do that, JR, explain to the folks how this helps. How does this help you when they sign?
Well, I talk to politicians. I talk to church leaders. And naturalfamilystrong.com, naturalfamilystrong.com. I give them that website. And they're going to go to pages on it, and they go to the promise page. And I can guarantee you, if I call and leave a message with my web address, and they see 300,000 signatures there, I'll get that call back.
Yes.
Size matters, folks. It does matter. I'm sorry. It shouldn't, but it does. And that would really help. We want you to sign and share. Now, don't just sign it. Share it with your neighbors. Share it with your family members. Critical that you do that. And by the way, this is a natural family promise. The term natural came to us And we were going to use traditional or nuclear or modern, but all those can change. Traditional changes over time. Nuclear is now including homosexual couples. Britannica already has that. And natural is invulnerable. It is self-defining. And I know that the other crowd is going to start changing natural. They have to. I think in small part, maybe because of what we're doing here, they see the threat of natural law. It's black and white, folks. You cannot deny it. It's there. Gravity works. You can go off the end of a cliff, and you can identify as not falling down, but guess what? You're going to fall down. That's just the way it is. Natural family promise. Here it is. I promise to support the restoration and concept of the natural family. I believe the family is the foundation of all strong societies, especially the United States, including the United States. I believe the natural family consists solely of one biologically born man, one biologically born woman, committed in a lifelong monogamous relationship to include their biological and or adopted children. I commit myself to work with others to help strengthen this concept and gladly add my name to the list of Natural Family Foundation supporters. I'll do everything within my power to encourage the growth of the natural family and put it in the prominent place it must occupy in order for this republic to continue to be the greatest nation on earth. As goes the family, folks. So goes the nation, so goes your government, so goes your church, so goes your business. The family is the foundation. If it isn't in place, in order, you got problems. Civilizations, bye. They're gone. Look at Rome, look at Greece, look at all of them. They started playing around with the family, with the order of it, with the numbers in it. And the next thing you know, they're gone. And that is exactly where we're headed. But I believe that God has given us a stay of execution, if you will, in this movement. Maybe not necessarily just a natural family, but it sure is one heck of a weapon. I'm sorry, one heck of a tool to use.
And weapons also fine. So, weapons fine.
Well,
the weapon, that's fine.
Yeah, three-letter agencies are listening. So,
well, makes a difference. Let them listen. I will say this. I've been called before a federal grand jury for what I said in the radio. Called before the FBI three times. They don't scare me.
You know,
I tell the truth.
So,
they don't
folks,
like
what we're asking you to do is go to naturalfamilystrong.com, click on the promise, read it, and sign it. Right now, we're at 1,214 who have signed, and we would like to see that at a half million. So, if you're listening to this. This will take you all of 2 minutes to do. Will you please go there and do that after the show?
NaturalFamilyStrong.com. I'll do that right away. Folks, do that, please. And pass it on to your friends. That's the least you can do. It's the least any of us can do. That's the very least we can do to make a statement of what's going on. And don't be shy. Don't be bashful. Let people know where you stand. You know, Christ said if you deny him before men, he'll deny it for the Father. Do you know that every time that you don't speak the truth when you have a chance to, that you're denying Christ? That's a very serious accusation. That's what it is. Go ahead. Whoever wants to speak, go ahead,
so,
Robert.
So, folks, the idea of Natural Family Month is a wonderful idea, but we were looking for a way to express it and demonstrate it. And so we came up with the idea of a Natural Family Festival. The first one we have scheduled is this June, last Saturday in June, the 29th, and it is in central Wisconsin. This is something that really anybody can do. Now, we've set this up purposely in a city park, which is literally four blocks away from another city park where they're having their Pride Festival and their Drag Queen Festival at that park. So we are going to be able to demonstrate a stark contrast between the debauchery of that and the natural family. Let me tell you what we're doing at some of the events. We do have some speakers. We're going to have families come up and sing together some of the old hymns. JR is actually going to be there in person speaking. But then we're also having projects, and all of our projects at the festival are designed to bring the family back together. Fathers and sons can build things together, birdhouses, bird feeders, things like that. Moms and daughters can plant a garden together that they can take home. It's a small container garden. We're having a lemonade stand. The lemonade stand will have a Help Wanted sign by it. So kids ages 5 to 13 can sign up to work. This teaches them how to get a job, even entrepreneurship. But so they're going to sign up for half-hour segments to work our lemonade stand. Going to sell lemonade for 50 cents a cup. And all the money that they make during their shift, they get to keep.
Oh, wow.
Now, we also know that the drag queens like to have their story time. We are also having story time, but ours are going to be reading from the old McGuffey readers and things of that nature, good, wholesome stories, and they're going to be read by grandfathers and grandmothers. So here we're bringing the oldest generation together with the youngest generation. Kids today are, in a lot of cases, don't even know their grandparents, or they're afraid of them, or they, you know, older people frighten them. Here we're going to be connecting the older people with the younger people. And we're going to have a team of master builders help dads and teens to work together and build a real house. Now, it's a playhouse, so it's a tiny house, but it is a house. So teens who are normally stuck on their phones and their screens and their iPads and whatever they have with headphones on or whatever, tuned out to the world, will actually work with their own two hands to build something that they never thought they had, you know, the capability of doing. In the end, once this playhouse is built, everyone who worked on the project is going to be entered in a drawing, and someone will win that to be able to take home and enjoy. So we're also going to have a mobile creation museum. That's going to be fantastic. Petting zoo. You know, everything that we're doing here is meant to connect the families together again. And, you know, the moms with the daughters and the fathers with the sons and the grandparents all together. And, you know, it's something that is so needed. But we are, in doing this festival, we are demonstrating what a natural family is. So that's coming up here in central Wisconsin. And we've set this up so that anyone who wants to can duplicate this. You can do this anywhere in the country. We literally put it together with about three guys here in Wisconsin. So again, if you go to naturalfamilystrong.com, there's a tab there called Natural Family Festival. And if you click on that, you can read about a little bit about what we're doing. You can look at the poster, see some of our events, and then there's a place where you can request a step-by-step guide so you can easily organize a natural family festival in your own community. We're asking people to email a request, and then we send that out to people that are interested. So far, we have seven people that I have sent that out to, and seven people are working on getting natural family festivals throughout the country, and those go anywhere from Maryland to Texas and everywhere in between. So something you can do, folks. Takes two or three people to put together. You can do it this summer. It doesn't have to be during Natural Family Month, because we all know Pride Month is not just June. It goes all year long. So let's show them what a natural family is. Even if it's in August or September, you can still do this.
And you know, you would think this would be something that everybody jump on, like I said, both feet, but I think because we all grew up, most of us grew up in a natural family, we take for granted that's the way it's going to be, but it is not way longer, is it?
No, it is not, unfortunately. Our families are very segmented, very broken. Even the best of families have difficulties, but point now, like you said earlier, I never thought we'd see the day when we're seeing what we're seeing today.
Well, you know, the family has a lot more stress on it than they ever had before. Even natural families, you see it, I see it. Immorality has touched everybody. Even Christian, solid Christian homes have been touched by it. Not to mention, of course, all goes together, the economy and everything else is trying to rip the home apart. That's all part of the plan. And it's just true the way it is. The families in America are struggling to make it financially. Some of them struggle to make it, to hold the family together morally, because the children are seeing what's going on in the public school system and out in the society, and they're trying to teach the children right from wrong. That is a full-time job, and that's something that you just get up one morning and say, okay, this is how it is, and it doesn't work that way. It's 24-7, is it not?
Well, unfortunately, I hate to say it, but I think it's by design. I think our government would like to become the father of the family. The state would like to be the, the ruler over the family.
Yes.
And,
yes.
That's not how it works. It doesn't work that way.
Well, obviously,
let's bring JR in.
Go ahead. But to prove your point, JR, to prove his point, look at the public schools. If you don't think government wants to destroy the family, they've been doing it for generations. Go ahead.
Where there is no vision, the people perish.
Right.
We're casting a vision with a natural family. It is a best practice. It's a reminder of what works. That's very important. Well, we would eventually like to see, and you're right, Rob, this doesn't end on Father's Day. On Father's Day, you can start talking to your public officials and say, hey, we need to pass some kind of a law that promotes natural families. Look, with natural families, you're going to have the following. You're going to have reduced crime. You're going to have lower abortions. You're going to have less divorce. The list goes on in terms of how it would improve society. If you could talk to your police chief or your sheriff, ask them and get an honest answer from them. If we were in a situation where the natural family was the main as versus what we have now, how much easier would your job be? It'd be 100 times easier. We are self-imploding, but we have the keys. We can change this. We can turn this around. I grew up, Butch, in a very broken home, and early on I learned that behind every rainbow there's a cloud, and I was self-fulfilling prophecy. I was looking for bad things to happen, and if they didn't happen, I made them happen. And we need to caution ourselves in America today to say, well, let's just take a step back. There is something maybe we can do, but there is definitely something we should do. And this is one of those things that we should do. This is an Occam's razor thing. It is so obvious. It's right in front of you. And you know in your heart that it's the right thing to do. And we're hoping that people will catch the vision and then cast the vision. Where we have laws like Ronald Reagan that's had an executive order, 12606, where he, anything they did, they had to see how it affected the family first. If it was something that worked against the family, then don't do it. If it worked for the family, do it. And then you have to define the family. Once you do that, wow, would things ever change? I think the Natural Family Month is definitely a step in the right direction.
And how long you been doing this, JR?
I've been Natural Family for a decade now, 10 years.
A decade, okay. And you, this is the first gathering you've had like this?
The first what?
Gathering you've had like this?
Well, yeah, this is our first event.
Okay.
I actually came up with this idea for this festival last year, but it was too late in the year to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Because previously, we had gone to pride festivals and drag things and tried to witness to people and learned that that is virtually impossible. So yeah. instead of doing that, we decided to show them what a natural family is and just do our own thing in a separate park. And we're actually literally four blocks away from where this other thing is going to be going on. And the community is going to be able to see, what would you rather have for this community? Would you rather have this with three-year-old kids stuffing dollar bills in the underwear of nearly naked men dressed as women? Or would you rather have the Natural Family Festival? Would you rather have a natural family celebration? Would you rather support the family as God meant it to be? And JR, you should tell the folks about what happened with New Hampshire and Zanesville.
Yes, yeah. We have a proclamation on our site, naturalfamilystrong.com. And that proclamation basically says that the city is going to acknowledge the natural family. I'm not going to go through the whole proclamation. I don't think we have enough time to do that. But we have our first state, the state of New Hampshire, that has officially declared the proclamation. And in Zanesville, Ohio, the mayor of Zanesville, Ohio, signed the proclamation for the natural family.
All right.
And wow, that was just amazing. And before I forget it, this is very, very important, and something I learned through Rob and one of his friends, that what we're doing here is lighting a candle as versus continually cursing the darkness.
You're giving hope.
Amen.
You're giving hope. That's very well put.
We're trying to turn people back toward God's natural order.
We're down to about a minute and a half. I don't want to rush y'all, but it's not been a minute and a half. So give out the website a couple more times and tell folks what they need to do.
Go for it, JR.
Okay.
You want me to do it?
Natural Family Strong. NaturalFamilyStrong.com. NaturalFamilyStrong.com. Go to the promise. Please go to the promise. Take a good look at that. I'm sure you're going to agree with it. Just sign that. We're not going to send you anything. Just sign that. Size matters, but also take a look at the other things on the website. It's very educational. It's very promotional. It's just telling you the truth. It's showing you, well, actually righteousness, especially from the family standpoint.
Amen.
And Rob, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Since we've been talking here, we've had three people sign the promise. So,
all right. Folks, fill that thing up. Come on, I know the thousands that listen, thousands, literally. I mean, our new network just told me we have 2,000 nights. Come on, fill this thing up. Do that. Go to the naturalfamilystrong.com and hit that button and fill that thing up. I mean, it's just amazing. Okay, we're just about out of time. Well, I was wrong. Get about 3 minutes left. We got plenty of time. Go ahead.
If we can add 2,000 to this number here, that'd be a huge help. So, and it really doesn't cost you anything other than about 2 minutes of your time. So,
but I do appreciate.
We need to
go ahead.
You know, I think the biggest thing we need to do. Everything is local. Everything is as close as it can be. And I think the biggest thing that we can do right now in this country is to rebuild our families, strengthen our families.
I agree. I totally agree.
Turn the hearts of the fathers back toward their children.
Amen.
I mean, it's a shame that our nation's went this far in that direction. But like I said, it started generations ago. It started with my generation even earlier, but it started a long, long time ago to undermine the family. That's what Satan did in the garden. Like I said, he's doing it again. But I want to thank both y'all. Rob, I want to thank you, Rob Pugh. Got that right. And JR. Got that right. For what you're doing. And listen, if there's anything I can do to help besides spread this little bit of word for you, let me know.
We will.
Appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, we will. We appreciate you having us on and helping get the word out.
Amen.
And again, if you go to the naturalfamilystrong.com website, you can click on the Natural Family Festival and request our step-by-step guide. You can easily do this where you live, no matter where you live, and you can put this together too. So we need to go national.
It's a joint effort. It's truly a joint effort. Now, y'all are having this one in June 30th in Wisconsin.
June 29th
in Wisconsin.
Yep.
And, folks, if you can get there at all, I would love to go. I really would. But Wisconsin's way up in Yankee country. I don't think they talk right up there. But anyway.
Well,
When we have our next conference for Wisconsin Christian News, I'm inviting you to be a speaker. You're already invited, Butch. So,
well, thank you. Thank you. It's an honor. Thank you. I mean that.
Yeah.
And anything else you want to say, JR?
No, I thank you for the opportunity. Please, folks, don't hide. Stop playing defense. You've got an incredible tool right here. We have proclamations on it. We have signs that you can order. There's flyers that you can print out. We will arm you. Just show up. Get in.
Amen. You cannot win the ball game playing defense. You got to grab the ball, folks, and run with it. We've got the other side know that we're not going to lay down and take this. That's got to be part of it.
Well,
go ahead.
And the nice thing about it is it isn't hard. It's so easy to do, and there's nothing negative about it. It's all positive.
Amen. I agree.
So,
and I don't want us to add. You've done a great job, both of you folks. I want to thank you for joining me tonight and being with me and sharing this. And folks, again, naturalfamilystrong.com. Come on, let's hit that button. I know there's enough listening right now. I know a lot of y'all listen on rebroadcast all through the Northwest over the weekend. When you get this program coming across, go on there and hit it. Let's fill it up. Let's let them know that we're out there and we care. Share it with your wife, your children. Ask them to do the same thing. Let's get the numbers up in front of the people that think we're insane, that we're the haters, that we're the bigots. Let's let them see that we are standing for Christ and what's right in his creation. We're down at the last minute, so what do y'all want to say?
Well, I'll talk.
I'm sure that's okay. Go ahead.
There are also links to this information on my website, which is WisconsinChristianNews.com. WisconsinChristianNews.com. You can also get the information there. But primarily, we are talking about the NaturalFamilyStrong.com website tonight. But I also want to also extend my invitation again to anyone who's interested. If you would like a free sample copy of our printed newspaper, email me, Rob, at WisconsinChristianNews.com, and just request a free sample copy, and we will be happy to send one out. It's called Wisconsin, but we're actually
great, national,
so it's not just Wisconsin.
It is absolutely a great paper. Get a sample copy. I think you're going to want more of them if you can, but do that. Both y'all, thank you so much. Let's keep in touch, and let me know, JR, if I can do anything else to help. You can get on the phone and give me a holler, okay?
Yes, sir.
And I mean that, seriously. Again, folks, naturalfamilystrong.com. Let's make the numbers add up. And we do appreciate you. And both of you fellows, we love you and appreciate your efforts. And we'll be in touch, okay?
God bless, Pastor. Thank you.
All right, talk to you soon. Folks, I don't know what to say. I mean, they're going to the offensive. We've got to go on the offensive. You can't win playing defense in a war or a ball game. Let's get off the butt and get on the battlefield. See you tomorrow night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talkradio.com. We both agree.